Graphic novels are book-length comic books, but the genre isn't all superheroes and fantasy stories. In fact, one well-regarded Pittsburgh comics artist is working on a graphic novel about becoming a mother. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll has this profile of Rachel Masalimani.
It's like a secret passageway to get into my studio right here.
Masalimani is a comics artist with a national reputation. She lives on a quiet street in Regent Square with her husband and 2-year-old son. Her home studio is a tiny room with her drafting table at the window, and it's stacked with drawings and piles of clothes. To enter, she has to edge through a doorway half blocked by a bookshelf.
It's super messy in here, but this pretty much is what my brain looks like when I'm doing art.
Masalimani grew up in New Jersey. She started making comics in college.
And it became really exciting to me to realize that there was a way that you can build stories in this way and really welcome people in a new way, different than standing and talking, different than just writing, and different than illustrating someone else's words.
At age 39, Masalimani became a mother. Her ongoing project, Nonpartum, tells a story about how motherhood is viewed in our culture.
Initially, it was about not being pregnant and not having a child. Then it was about the struggles I went through getting pregnant.
She's been creating Nonpartum for several years as an online series of short comics, eventually to become a full-length graphic novel.
I had several miscarriages, and I cover that in the comic and talk about the way we think about pregnancy as a society. And I jump from my own personal experiences into broader experiences.
One theme is our culture's ambivalence surrounding motherhood, the lack of support for mothers when it comes to careers and childcare.
I think that ambivalence is something that a lot of women feel, and that's why they responded to my first few comics, especially on this topic.
One installment of Nonpartum is called Who Does He Favor? Masalimani weaves life as a new mother with the 2016 presidential campaign. In this scene, which we've dramatized, she and her husband compare voting to genetics, how a small possibility can become reality.
So if half of eligible voters turn out...
That's generous.
And half of them vote for that lunatic.
Less than half.
Then the conversation shifts to their newborn son, who displays a trait from a recessive gene.
His eyes are blue.
Seems unnatural.
Rachel has a really intuitive storytelling approach, which is striking.
Meg Lemke is the Brooklyn-based editor of Mother, the online magazine about motherhood that is serializing Nonpartum.
She makes these incredible leaps that flow beautifully, but wouldn't be something that another writer would do.
Masalimani's fans in Pittsburgh include Juan Fernandez, who says one of her zines, or small self-published comics, inspired him to start making comics himself.
This like really like deep, complicated communication that she's trying to do, and she's able to do that and not lose you. I think Rachel does a really amazing job at inviting people to like share that space with her on the page.
Masalimani has impressed readers all over the country. Scott Clow is a comics critic based in North Carolina.
She has a real eye for detail that really builds up, you know, the verisimilitude of the characters. So it's like you really believe these are real people. You get invested in the people she writes about. And then when something horrible happens, it's a real emotional gut punch.
One of those gut punches comes in Nonpartum, when Masalimani's main character has a miscarriage.
I really want everybody to think about motherhood and think about how children are born, how we think about women, how we approach motherhood as a whole. And I think that the form that I'm using opens the whole topic up to a new set of people who might not have realized that they wanted to read about it and they wanted to think about it.
Masalimani is a part-time librarian at the Carnegie Library's downtown branch. Between that and motherhood, she says, it might take 2 more years to finish Nonpartum. She'll also need a publisher. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.